What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slamming episode, Forex Beginner Podcast. Listen, systemizing. I really want you to work on systemizing your trading strategy this summer. If you can do that, everything will just be amazing for you. I promise. Systemizing your trading. Let's talk about that today. What does that entail? What does that look like? I want to shine some insight on that based on how I trade. But it's made my life so much more simpler. It's made my nights more restful. I'm sleeping in peace. I'm not hovering over the charts. I'm able to get things done. And my life is not circled around a chart. I want to talk about that today. But I want everybody to work on systemizing their trading strategy this summer. Let's get into it, y'all.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
Yeah. What's going on, good people? This is the Forex Beginner Podcast, bringing you that daily inspiration, motivation, and trading tips as you work your way to becoming a consistently and profitable 4X Trader. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Calvin, the new trader. I am your host. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a beautiful Thursday in the city, and I hope you are doing well. Listen, systemizing, guys. Oh, my goodness. It has worked some wonders for me, and I want to just go through this and what it looks like. So I believe your trading strategy, because this was the game changer for me. Like, this is making things so convenient and everything's flowing. This is what you need to systemize. Number one, you need to be journaling. All right. I know I've said in the past that I don't believe in journaling, but that was nonsense. I was very naive and very dumb. I'm going to just be straight up. You need to journal. So when you take a trade that is just a beautiful trade, you go into profit, you have a great entry, great risk to reward, and it hits your TP and you profit. Journal, number one, what was your analysis? What analysis did you do from start to finish that allowed you to spot that opportunity? Okay, journal that from beginning to end. What was that analysis that led you to that entry, that led you to that risk to reward, that led you to take profit where you took profit? Journal that. Every single step of it. All right. Now, after you journal that, I want you to go back and dissect what you wrote down. And if what you wrote down is your trading plan, you are already in great shape. Okay. But if what you wrote down is a little outside of your trading plan, or maybe it's completely different than your trading plan, I need you to, number one, get back on track and get back to your trading plan. Or number two, if the trade you just took was perfect, it made you feel great, it was no emotions, you need to turn whatever you just did in that last trade, that needs to be your new trading plan. Okay? Now, the reason I'm saying this is because I have noticed is for the last few weeks that every trade I've taken has completely aligned with my trading plan. And every journal entry that I have written in the last few weeks have literally been duplicates. I could have literally copied and pasted down my journal log, and it would have been it's the same thing. Same thing, just a different trade, different day. So what I noticed is I'm actually doing the same exact thing all the way from the analysis down to the setup, to the entry, to the risk to reward, to where I took profit. Now, on certain trades, I am taking profit early because maybe the trade hasn't hit take profit yet and news is getting ready to come out, or I'm noticing that price is respecting a certain low that's in between my entry and my take profit. So I make the decision, let me just close out now, because it's respecting this low and I don't want all of my profit to eat back up to break even. Okay. But in terms of what I'm looking for, number one, what my analysis is, identifying the setup and then taking my entry, they have been the same, exact same. And the trades that I've passed up on, which were many, did not line up with that analysis. Okay? And this way of trading, this systemized approach, sticking with what's in those journal entries and duplicating that and waiting for that opportunity to show up again has allowed me to, number one, I'm sleeping in. Ain't no up all night no more. Ain't no being tired. Number two, I'm getting things done. I'm getting things done outside of trading. Now I'm able to spend more time with God. Because let me tell you something, man. When you on this journey and you trying to find this financial success, sometimes you kick God to the curb. I'm going to be straight up with you. It ain't nothing malicious or you losing your faith. You just prioritize other things because you're trying to figure this thing out. And it's not right, but I'm going to be straight up. It happened. And it happens. But now that I've systemized my trading and I'm setting those alarms and I'm letting those alarms get hit, and when those alarms get hit, it's letting me know money is coming to me. Now it's time. If it's between my time limit to take entries, now it's time to look at the chart. Telling y'all, man, this summer, I want you to start systemizing your trading. And you do that by writing down your trading plan. And when you execute a trade that is just a flawless trade, no emotions, journal it. Journal how you got that analysis, what made you take that trade. And on the next trade, look for everything you wrote down in that journal entry and just duplicate that. And you have just systemized your trading. And if you can be patient enough, because it's not going to be a setup every day, but if you're patient enough to wait for that, you'll be surprised what the results would be. You'll be surprised. I'm surprised. It's crazy. But are we patient enough to do that? Are we disciplined enough to do that? That's the question. But I definitely want you to do that. Systemizing things. Getting your life back. Some of the best traders are only in the market 1 to 2 hours a day. That's it. Why should we go to sleep with a computer in front of our face and wake up with that same screen in front of our face? Now, I understand when you're trying to learn, you're going all in. I know I'm not knocking that. In the beginning, you got to do that because it's something new. But for my developing traders, start systemizing. Start sticking to your plan. Stop being greedy, and every time you see a candle engulf and start moving, you're ready to jump in. Stop it. That's not going to produce you long-term results. That'll get you some quick money this week, but it's not going to produce long-term results. So let's do better, guys. It's your boy Calvin, a new trader. God bless you. I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When I pull up to that bank, you should already be walking out. Duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. I just believe we all going to be successful. If you're ready to get funded, I need you, number one, to systemize that trading. All right. But after you systemize that trading, if you're ready to get funded, check the link in the description. It's a list of prop firms that I have personally gotten funded with, as well as gotten a payout from. And I got some great discount codes along with those firms. All right, so check out the link in the description. God bless you. Take care, and I'll catch you tomorrow, all right? Let's go.